Joining me live in studio is Lincoln County Commissioner Robert King. Commissioner King, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you.
I appreciate you stopping by, as always, and giving us the monthly update. And just briefly here, I understand that you and the commission attended a commissioner's conference with the rest of the commissioners around the state.
That's correct. We had our spring conference for the Wyoming County Commissioners Association in Rock Springs this last week, where we all get together, compare notes and solutions to problems, and hopefully we don't have to all resolve the same ones all over again. But we got that going. We also got an opportunity to meet with the governor while he was there, and I also had an opportunity to talk with the Rocky Mountain Power vice president in Wyoming, Sharon Fain, and we spoke about the Gateway West project that would be going through Cokeville.
Now, this is a project that we haven't actually talked about in quite a while. Remember, we touched on it last summer and got an idea of what was happening. So, yeah, let's do that. Let's give us an update on where this project stands. And for those that haven't heard about it first, tell us what this is for those that may be just hearing about it.
Okay, this is a new transmission line. And the proposed route by Rocky Mountain Power is to go north of Cokeville. With that alignment, that would totally encircle Cokeville with power lines. Now, up until about 2 years ago, power lines of this caliber, this size, would have to be separated by 1,500 feet between one or the other. But they've changed that rule 2 years ago to 250 feet. So in my conversation with Sharon Fain, what we wanted to do is co-locate in that power line that's south of Cokeville. And I asked her if that would be possible. One thing that is happening in August of this year is Rocky Mountain Power will be visiting with town council and I'm sure town members in Cokeville regarding this alignment. So what I asked her to do is see if we could move it. And I also asked her if she would have the transmission group in her company show up at that meeting so they could listen to the concerns of the citizens. If they do go north of town, basically it would cross private property in certain areas. Some new pivot lines that have been put in the past years. And we have the sage-grouse core areas to be concerned with as well. So it only makes sense to me, of course. I don't know if it does to them. To move that line to the south with an existing corridor that's already been looked at, reviewed, and would not impact the community as adversely as this would, because this is going to impact croplands, everything. So we're hoping that they'll listen to us.
Now, do you know if it would add any mileage to the line if they went south? Is that the reason they went north to begin with, was a shorter distance, or what was...
It could have been. That's something that we need to discuss with our transmission group and see if the trade-off is worth what they had, the hoops they have to jump through in order to go through that northern route. When you consider the impact to farmland and then the impact to sage-grouse core area, not to mention the impact to the farmers when it comes to their pivot irrigation, it seems to me like it would be much better for them to go south. And we certainly encourage that as a commission.
Lincoln County Commissioner Robert King in studio this morning talking about this Cokeville Gateway West power line. So timeline, it doesn't sound like this project is going to happen in the near future, not this year. It sounds like there's still a lot of work to be done.
When I spoke with their representative, they told me that they were going to be looking at this in 2023, so it doesn't sound like it's very close, but really 2023 sneaks up on you pretty quickly, especially in the planning process.
So Cokeville residents should be scheduling in August then for
That's
this
right.
meeting.
We don't have a firm date, but it will be in August, and we'll certainly make sure that word gets out, and I'm sure Rocky Mountain Power will as well.
So once this power line leaves Cokeville, where does it go from there inside Lincoln County?
Well, it heads towards the border. It goes into Idaho. Eventually, it will end up in Washington, Oregon, is where the power is going.
Okay. Lincoln County Commissioner Robert King in studio. Anything else about this power line you wanted to mention?
Not today. I think that covers it right now. Just know that as a commission, we're trying to get that power line moved.
Lincoln County Commissioner Robert King. Anything else on any other topic, Commissioner?
Oh, there's lots of topics, but for right now, I think that'll do. Thank you.
All right. You betcha. It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning, live on SVI Radio.